This morning, we have a guest joining us by phone. Megan Boswell is with us this morning. She is one of the founding board members of an organization called Fostering Hope of Southwest Iowa. We're going to find out more about that here today. Megan, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Appreciate the time here this morning. Wanted to talk a little bit about Fostering Hope of Southwest Iowa and some of the activities that you have coming up. First of all, tell us a little bit about the backstory. How did it start? What is Fostering Hope about?
Sure. Fostering Hope is kind of the brainchild of myself and my counterpart, Michelle Morgan. We have been foster parents since 2013 is when my husband and I started, and Michelle and her husband joined forces with us kind of in 2015. And we had thought about trying to provide some services that are hard for us to find in Southwest Iowa. One of those needs being a no-cost foster closet for foster and adoptive parents. So in 2018, we took the bull by the horns and approached the church that we actually attend about maybe taking this on as a ministry that we could house out of our church. And the board members were more than happy to look at that with our church. And we started it in May of that year, which is also Foster Care Month. And so that was kind of a nice kickoff in 2018. So we provide everything from clothing, shoes, socks, underwear, backpacks, all sorts of different things for kiddos in need, especially those kiddos that have just been placed in a new foster care placement or a new adoptive placement for all those families serving those kiddos in our state. We do serve primarily Southwest Iowa because it's a service that you can find a little more readily in places like Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, Council Bluffs, but we don't really have anything very close to us. So we wanted to serve our neighbors in that fashion. So that's kind of how we got started.
So you and your husband got into the foster parent game. It's a big decision.
It is. It was a lot of conversations, a lot of decisions. But one of the best things about fostering is they are very good about giving you as much information up front as possible. So they have informational meetings that you can learn what it means to be a foster parent, what all is required, what all is involved before you even start the licensure process. So we really appreciated that being a service that DHS and Iowa Kids Net and Fort Oaks provide for people in our area.
Well, I would guess probably on both sides, no matter how much experience you might have doing something like that with fostering children, each different experience is different in its own way and has its own challenges.
Absolutely. You never know what the call is going to be. If it's going to be for an infant, a newborn, somebody like that, if it's going to be for a teenager, if it's going to be for a group of siblings, or if it may be that you've fostered for a while and all you've ever had was boys that you've fostered and they call you and they have a little girl who needs help. It's interesting to get those phone calls from what they call that matching when they're trying to find a foster placement that will take on a particular case. Those phone calls are always something that you never know what to expect, but they're always somewhat exciting too.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's so many ways to look at it. I mean, it's got to be the ultimate task of trying to parent because you've got to put on a lot of hats. You've got people that youngsters are coming from all kinds of different situations. And even though maybe they're getting a little bit of stability now in their lives, you know, they maybe not haven't had a lot of that in the past. And you just never know what their mindset is coming in.
Right. You never know what they've been through. You never know what situation they've been coming from. And a lot of times you're not going to know that, and especially if the kiddo is little, they can't tell you what's happening or what's gone through their little brains or happened to them in the past. So you kind of never know what to expect. So one of the things that we also do every year as foster parents is we're required to take 6 hours of continuing education And again, that's something that we don't have a lot in our area of the state. We have support groups that sometimes will offer trainings for us and things like that. But that's a big need for these families that are in our area serving our kids, that they also have to do training. And that's something that sometimes they're sacrificing a Saturday, getting an all-day babysitter, doing these kind of things to continue being foster parents, to continue learning, to continue being able to serve these kids to the best of their ability. So we at Fostering Hope decided that we wanted to launch a training event to help especially area families that are serving our kids, whether through foster care, whether through daycare or early childhood education, or even just community members that work a lot with kids. If you're a para in the community or something like that, and you want to learn some more about brain trauma, human trafficking, drug awareness, how children grow differently, it's a great opportunity to hone into some of these trainings. So we actually are doing a training event at the church where we house the Foster Closet at First Presbyterian Church in Corning. And that's going to be on Saturday, May 1st. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we do have some morning classes and some afternoon classes and some classes that are all day. So we are trying to offer that to really help a lot of these area families and individuals that work with kiddos in our area.
Sure, sure. Is there a standard list of kind of topics that you need to cover to make sure the licensing is valid, or do you get to pick and choose kind of the things you want to cover?
With foster care, we get to pick and choose what we would like to kind of hone in on. Some families gear more towards teenagers, some more towards little kids and things like that. You get to kind of pick your preferences. So this training, we're trying to kind of run the gamut a little bit. So we have a course about sleep, how to know when something is wrong with the sleep habit and what to do about it. We also have a course called The Magic of Healing the Brain, looking at brain trauma in terms of being in traumatic environments and things that may have happened in a kiddo's past and how the brain can heal and how we can move through that. We do have a course about human trafficking specific to Iowa and how it is here and how it works and what is happening so that people are kind of aware of that. We also have a wonderful course called Dangerous Playgrounds, and that's all about drug awareness and current trends in the drug world, so that especially parents of teenagers and things are knowing what to look for. We do have a course about healthy sexual development, so that, you know, sometimes foster parents have never been parents before, and sometimes they don't know what is appropriate behavior and what to expect, especially in that environment. We also have a course about substance abuse, the stigma behind that, as well as psychostimulants. Psychostimulants are drugs like ADHD meds, which sadly a lot of foster kiddos have to deal with, and more kiddos all throughout elementary schools and junior highs and things, we're seeing a lot of those ADHD meds. So those kind of drugs and how they affect a kid, how they affect not only their social life in terms of stigma and if people see them having to take medication, but also how they actually affect their brain. And then we're also offering first aid CPR training. So that's something that we have to keep up every 2 years. And so offering that as many times as possible is very helpful for families in our area as well.
Very good. A lot of topics to choose from there. Now, if folks are interested, the benefit is you're giving them something that's kind of close to home, so they don't have to travel quite so far to get the information they need. How do they go about signing up? What are the details there?
Absolutely. So registration is open, and to do that, we ask that you visit our website. It's First Pres Corning. That's 1-STPRES Corning.org/strong. So our training event is called Strong Kids, Strong Future, and it's about helping adults help kids. So if you just go to firstprescorning.org/strong. It will give you all the information. We have all of the course descriptions there, the schedule there, there's maps and all sorts of things. And you can always visit our First Pres Corning website to find out more about Fostering Hope, and you can email us or call us as well.
Okay, very good. Now, Zoom seems to be all the rage these days with meetings. Is this in-person only?
Right now, this is in-person only. We're required to do at least 3 hours of in-person training. We did Zoom trainings last year due to COVID, and we're hoping to maybe offer some more Zoom trainings in the future, but that will probably be later in the summer.
Okay, very good. Is there a cost to sign up?
No, this is an absolutely free community training event.
Okay, very good. So really, if this is something that is appealing to you or needed by you, there's really no reason not to.
Right, absolutely. So we do have some course size limitations. So if you are interested, we do ask that you get on there so that we can, you know, make sure that we get you registered and that we don't have to turn any people away for some of those specific trainings like first aid and CPR. But otherwise, we're really excited to be able to serve Southwest Iowa in this way.
Sure. And will there be some takeaways, some take-home items then too?
There will be opportunities to shop the closet before, during our lunch hour, as well as after the training event. So there's going to be lots of goodies and things to have there. You will get your certificates from all of the different courses after you've completed your training for the day. And we hope that we can give you lots of great information and serve you in all sorts of ways that day.
All right, very good. So a benefit to signing up early so you get to enjoy the sessions that you would like. And again, that's coming up in Corning on May 1st. And just go online to firstprescorning.org/strong. And we'll have that on our website too as a link so you can find it easily and find out more information, get yourself signed up, and be able to be a benefit to the future of Southwest Iowa. Megan, thank you so much. Megan Boswell with Fostering Hope of Southwest Iowa with us this morning. Appreciate all that you're doing. Thanks for the information here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate it.